Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is Day 17 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. Get the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. Today, we're exploring reasons to be grateful for our lives. So, are you? Are you grateful to be alive? Have you had a near-death experience or lost a friend or family member prematurely? The way we process these experiences influences whether we become grateful or ungrateful people. Let me tell you a story. During my senior year of high school, my family vacationed in Colorado to go skiing, tubing, and spend quality time together. That year, I ran cross-country, so I was in excellent cardiovascular shape. So on the first day, my friend Dave and I, and Dave also ran cross country, we skied aggressively, and we had a blast. That night, I started to feel sick, so I took some cold medicine and I went to bed early. The next day, I felt groggy, but thought it was just the medicine, so I got up and rushed to the slopes for another day of fun. Except, after the first run, I started to feel like I couldn't move, so I went back to the condo to rest. When everybody came back, I refused dinner and their invitation to go tubing, something I love to do, and I chose instead to stay on the couch. When my family and friends returned from tubing, they found me blue from a lack of oxygen. I was gasping for life, drowning in my own fluids. My father, who was a cardiologist, rushed me to the local hospital where they quickly sent me via ambulance to Denver. As you can tell, I survived. But I could have died or suffered brain injury within just a few hours. So whenever I visit Colorado, I now live with the dangers of high-altitude pulmonary edema syndrome, APES as they call it, a risk that all high-altitude climbers face. Now I'm sharing that story not to get sympathy, but to say I know that God spared my life for a reason. I think often about this experience and several others, which make me grateful to be alive. You see, I know God saved me for a reason, and it gives me a sense of destiny, a critical element of calling that Robert Clinton describes in his book, The Making of a Leader. So how about you? Are you grateful for your life? Can you remember a time when God spared you and you know he spared you for a reason? So there's a lot of articles that focus on aspects of our lives to be thankful for, and I did one back on day 4 of this challenge. But today I'm not discussing things, people, or activities. I want to talk about life itself. St. Irenaeus is famously quoted as saying, "The glory of God is man fully alive." Well, let's put that in contrast to the fact that suicide rates are increasing at an alarming rate as people despair about the purpose of life. They're wondering, is there more to life than waking, working, shopping, sleeping, and doing it again and again? Existential philosophy logically ends in despair. And sometimes failure and dire circumstances lead us to question the purpose of life. In episode 39 of the podcast, I talked to Warren Peterson, who was on the brink of suicide, and God rescued him. You might want to go listen to that if that's meaningful to you. Well, does the Bible give us a reason to be grateful and to live joyful lives? You know I'm going to say yes, but let's explore some of the reasons. An important caveat here. These truths come alive only by God's life-giving spirit who dwells in all believers. So if you don't know Jesus, you may not be convinced yet, and I encourage you to go check it out and talk to Jesus. So the number one reason, your life is not your own. Jesus laid down his life so that you could have life, so that I could have life. As a result, God now lives in you. Galatians 2:20 says, "I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." So we have a life that is not our own. Secondly, Jesus promised that he came to give you abundant life. In John 10, that's exactly what Jesus said. He said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." So the fruit of the Holy Spirit displays in life-giving forms like love and joy and peace. But you may be suffering right now through a dark night of the soul where abundant life sounds like a myth or unattainable. And hear this, that's normal. Your life lies in the crosshairs of a cosmic war with the ungodly trinity of the flesh, the devil, and the world, who want to steal and destroy your life. But John reminds us of this: greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And as Paul told the Romans, do not be overcome by evil. Overcome evil with good. The third reason is that life comes through giving it away. Jesus told it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Jesus modeled this through his life of service, and we can find life by serving others also. It's a paradox worth testing. Rich Mullins, a gifted songwriter and performer, while he was alive, would often challenge his depressed friends to go find someone to serve. Inevitably, they would return joyful and thankful for the life they have. In Malachi 3, God challenged Israel to put him to the test, something he almost never does. And he says, watch and see what happens when you give generously. He promises to follow it with blessings beyond measure. So give your life in service to others, and you will receive more blessings than you can handle. God promises. Number four, life flows from love. Have you ever observed a mother's love for her children? It can be tender or it can be fierce. She comes alive when her child's life is on the line. I'm sure you've seen it. Well, God's love for you is so tender and fierce that he sent Jesus to rescue you from the grips of death and to give you a new life. So if you find yourself despairing your life, reflect upon the gospel with thanksgiving. You know, there's a great song written by All Sons and Daughters, and it's called Great Are You, Lord. And there's a line in there that I love. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. That's a great place to end. Here's my challenge to you. Take out your gratitude journal and write down 10 reasons that you're glad to be alive, and then share those with someone that you love. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank you for the life you give. Every breath I breathe is a gift from you, and I praise you for making me just the way I am. When life gets hard, I ask you to show me reasons to be grateful. I do long for heaven when there will be no more suffering, but until then, show me your purposes. Keep teaching me to be grateful. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.